LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What up, all my wonderful listeners out there in, entertainment land.
World.
The world, as we know it. You're listening to Jennifer DeVoe and James Muse on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, produced by Get Real Global Entertainment. What up, everybody?
How are you doing?
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, everybody having a good day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Howdy!
You got to get up there. Yeah, it's my daughter, Nisha.
Say hi.
It's my daughter, Nisha. Hey. Get up there.
What's happening?
T-Dog, a.k.a. Silent Giggles is on the air.
Is still talking.
She's talking. She's supposed to be silent, but she's talking. I'm just kidding. Silent Giggles. So we have lots of exciting stuff going on all over everywhere in Los Angeles, as we live out here. We are broadcast worldwide, but most of the events and things we cover are out here in LA.
Home.
La La Land, as we like to call it.
The Lost.
The Lost. Few things. Let's see. Number one, I'm going to be doing media coverage. What is it? Hold on. Where are you? Yeah. This Saturday night, August 5th, be covering the 2017 Indie and Hip Hop Music Awards.
Right.
Going on at the Candy Bar, 19312 Van Owen Street in Reseda, California. So
the Valley.
Check it out, Valley at the Candy Bar. So red carpet is 8 to 9 p.m. Doors open at 9 p.m. And then the event will take place somewhere after that. But yeah, so it's the 2017 Indie and Hip Hop Music Awards. Going to be fun.
So it's a bar, so it's 21 and over.
Yeah, put on by Wigging Out Radio. And my husband, James Muse, will be going with me to cover the event.
All right.
And we'll be on the red carpet, darlings.
I think we have to dress nice, baby.
I found I'm bougie. Oh, I have very nice outfits. Thank you very much. I just need to get myself a new pair of eyelashes.
Oh, that's splendid.
Yeah, I'm one of the fakest white chicks you know.
Are you real?
I put on... Well, I'm real. I'm extremely real.
Real talk.
In the sense of being a person. I'm very blunt, honest, extremely honest, and very real in that capacity, yes. But as far as hair, makeup, eyelashes...
You don't wear makeup.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You don't wear makeup. You naturally hot.
Yes, thank you.
Fire. Volcano. Nuclear.
Okay, you're my husband. You have to say it. And you're not getting paid to say that. No, it's good. No, it's good.
Oh, Lord.
I'm getting paid in other ways.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Anyway, let's not go there right now. We're on the air. Anywho.
Well, the show's over at 4.
That's true.
At 3:50.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, that's true, 3:50. Well, so we have a few things going on. Like I said, we have that going on Saturday. All kinds of events going on around the LA area. I'm going to be going to see some shows at the Whiskey soon. We just covered on Friday night, July 28th, we covered Queensryche. Well, it was Operation Mindcrime. It's Jeff Tate with his new band, which performed at the Whiskey. And then right before that was the Hard Way. And can I say, Eric Jeffries was on the show last week from The Hard Way. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you, Eric Jeffries.
You did an incredible job. Thank you so much for being on the show. And
come again.
That show, oh my God, they were good. You missed them, unfortunately, yeah, baby. But you can,
well, had to work.
You can watch the YouTube. Sorry, you can watch the video on Facebook. Okay, on my Facebook Live.
I've seen Jeff Tate though.
Yes, Jeff Tate was incredible, yeah, as always. Great band. Bomb. The band Operation Mindcrime, his band that backs him up, is really incredible also.
Yeah, they're good.
A lot of young guys. They're really good. I was very impressed. Put on an incredible show. Played all the great Queensryche favorites from over the years, including some from the album Operation Mindcrime. So it was a great night had by all. We had fun at the Whiskey-A-Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. So we have lots of things going on. Like I said, shout outs. Let's do our shout outs.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we got Celine, aka Mimi.
Mimi.
I do a shout out to Nisha, but she's sitting here. And T Dog is too. So, okay, there's your shout outs. And then we've got MZ, Clarissa, Stephanie, Christy. Anybody else? Did I forget anybody?
I
think I got
Mama.
Them
both
I said,
mamas.
I said Clarissa. Oh, and oh, mom Brenda. Brenda mom. Yeah, so we got pretty much everybody. It should be freaking Facebook in this. Let's see. Let's put us on Facebook, see what's going on. I'm going to check it out and be like, hey, what the fuck? No.
What's happening?
Okay, we're on Facebook Live now. If you want to go to my page. Jennifer DeVoe, what up? How's it going? We're live, bitches. Hey. So we're having fun here at LA Talk Radio in Sherman Oaks.
Oh.
And our buddy, my buddy Troy Bullock, in my opinion, famous country star. He is in town today, so cool. I'm hoping we get to see him.
Tell him to call in.
Yeah, I did. He'll get it eventually. So anyway, we have Hell's Bells from the United Kingdom. Lord Paul Quigley is supposed to be calling in at some point. Maybe he fell asleep. Who knows?
And that's what?
In England? No, in England it's like 11 p.m.
11? Oh, okay.
It's like 11:06.
So he's used to it.
Well, yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens. He's been on the show before. I'm just messing with you. He was on back in, was it May? April? May?
Probably May.
I think it was May. Great. He was a great guest. I like their music. They have some really great songs. What is that? Your song? He was in the process of editing Your Song. It's really nice. It's something you could play at weddings.
Oh,
sounded
okay.
Really good. I liked it. So he'll be calling in at some point by Skype. We like Skype. So lots of stuff going on. Anything else going on that we know of in the rock industry, sports, anything? Anything going on that we've heard of recently? Was it the Florida Marlins now?
Oh no!
Hey, MZ, what did they change their name to? Was it is Florida Marlins now? Right?
I think so.
Something. I thought it was already that.
I don't freaking know. Anyway, hello to
I guess
Nordine.
Baseball wasn't very
Nordine.
Very good to us.
Hello to Javier. Hello to Tony. What up, fans. Joey? What up? Yeah, Javier. Okay, there we go. Hey, what up, Aronston? Hey, everybody. What's up? How's it going? We're having fun here at LA Talk Radio. So, I don't know. We got stuff going on. Anyway.
Whole bunch.
What else? What else? What else are we covering? Any other events or things? Oh, going to the Whiskey to see Danny Gallardo play.
Oh, okay.
He's playing... As Empires Fall, I think is the name of the band. As Empires Fall.
Well, for some reason, I think I've heard of them before.
They're really good.
I think I heard of them.
Yeah. They're starting to become up and coming, but mm-hmm. They're going to be playing at the Whiskey on Monday, August 7th. So we'll be checking it out.
Oh, that's next
hey,
week.
Ross Knapp, what up? Our buddy from Zavang is in the house.
Yay!
What's up, Ross?
What's happening?
He is, I believe, the drummer for them. Zavang. To our buddies, Dat Nguyen, and I can't pronounce that damn last name. Nguyen. I'm trying to see if I pronounce it right. They're Vietnamese.
Okay.
It's a... two of the members, I believe, are Vietnamese heavy metal band.
Oh. Mm.
I watched a video of theirs, and they were playing like heavy metal in front of like, God, there was like 20 freaking thousand people or something there.
Ooh.
or 40,000 or something like that. It was like so. It was a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
And dude, the drum solo was freaking phenomenal, and he was just like.
Now, it was like crazy. Are they Korean?
What up, Tony Bully from
Korean
high school?
Hi, what's up? That's my buddy Tony.
What's that? Sorry.
Are they Korean Americans or Korean from Korea?
No, not Korean. Vietnamese, baby.
Oh, get it right. They are Vietnamese.
Get your right Asian group.
Vietnamese.
I believe Vietnamese. I don't know. They're American. I don't know if they were raised here or not. I could not tell you that. I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that they're here.
No, I was just, you know, I was just wondering. I don't know what they
they live
what
here.
What the government?
Hey, you rock too. We love you guys. You're gonna be on. I swear to God, we're gonna be on. He says you're right on. Okay, good. I know I was saying it right then. Okay, he's a drummer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Cool.
Just making sure we got this right. I don't want to give false information. Oh, sorry. What did she say that? Alternative facts?
Yeah.
We're not lying. We're giving you
alternative facts.
That's great.
Thank you, Kellyanne Conway.
Thank you, Kellyanne Conway, for making yourself seem that stupid and we can make fun of you on the air.
Thank you.
Anyhow, was she a Republican?
Yeah, I believe so. She's talking for Donald Trump.
Okay, Donald Trump. Okay. Ah, shh, quiet. I'm about to work for a Republican. Quiet. Anyway.
Yeah.
What up to Candace Camper for Congress?
Yeah.
We're hoping Candace Camper gets elected because
she's got some really good viewpoints.
No. She's not far right. She's not far to the right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't like them labels anyway.
I don't like labels anyway because you're just you.
You got to have, right? No one we're is just labeled. You just can't say I'm a conservative and everything about you is conservative.
What up? I don't know. I don't know your name. Yeah. I can't pronounce that. I'm sorry. What up to everybody that's watching? I'm trying. I really am. I can't pronounce everybody's names. But hey, what's up? We're having too much fun down here at the radio station, and I don't know if our buddy's ever going to call in, but we're just going to talk about great stuff and play some things, and I don't know. I don't have any songs loaded up, so I feel like a total ass right now. Oh, here we go. Oh, he says he's calling in. He's in the building. Where the hell are you? Let me click on you. Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, come on in. All right, here. I got you. Via Skype. Can we do this? Yeah. How do we click? Okay, here we go. We're gonna call. We're calling you. Okay, we're calling Hell's Bells. Here, we got our buddy from the United Kingdom calling up. Hey, Jules, what's up, girl? I miss you. I'm sorry. I've known Jules since we were kids. I love the Duffs. I love them.
You know, in Maine?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, Maine?
It's in Maine.
How you doing, Maine?
Oh, here we go. We got him? We got you? You on the air? Are you with
London
me,
London calling. London calling.
Yes! It's our buddy, Lord Paul Quigley.
Hello,
from
Hell's
Bells UK.
Yes!
What's up,
my devil
buddy?
Are you, little bastards?
Yes, you bastards. We missed you, buddy. What's up?
Hey, how's it going over in Maine, baby?
We're in Los Angeles, but yeah, you can say hi to our main friends.
No, you was telling me about the heavy metal scene in Maine last time, but that's
Seriously, it's getting bigger, and we're trying to get more exposure out there.
Yes.
So we're trying to do a cross promotion from there, from LA to California, so we can feature some of their bands over here, and maybe vice versa if we can swing it. But how's everything over in London?
Oh, well, you know, over here, we're all a bunch of old pompous bastards, aren't we? Really?
It's awesome.
Yes, we're still allies, aren't we? You and us lot.
Oh, hell yes. Oh, we love the Brits. We love the Scots. We love the Irishmen. We love all the guys out there. And even
wonderful.
those wankers from Wales. I'm part Irish and part English and part Welsh, so I guess I kind of... shouldn't shut up
by
about
the way,
that part.
Are we FCC on this? Can we swear or can we not swear?
Oh, you want to.
Swear all you want. We're on internet. We're on internet radio.
We can cuss all you want.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Yeah, totally. Well, not that I will, but I mean, just in case, you never know, Leah.
Motherfucker.
Oh yeah, we got a bunch of buddies on Facebook here, all saying hi to us, and they're saying hey, what up, and yeah, so they're watching us.
So, who have we got in the house you're in, Jenny?
We got okay. So today we have my husband James Muse.
Hi.
We just got married 2.5 weeks ago.
Wow! Yes. Congratulations,
thank
guys.
You, thank you very much. My daughter.
Thank you.
My daughter Nisha is in the house.
Hello.
Hey, Nisha.
And our friend T-Dog, a.k.a. Silent Giggles, is also in the
one
house.
One of the bastards.
Yes, one of the bastards.
T-Dog.
T-Dog.
Hey, yeah. T-Dog.
Yeah, she's in the house. So, yeah, that's about it. And then you.
Oh, me? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what were you saying about Jeff Tate, one of my heroes?
Yes. We saw him on Friday night at the Whiskey in West Hollywood, and he put on an incredible show. That's the closest I've ever been to him. Because in the past, I'd gone to see him twice before, in 95 and in 2000. But it was like, you know, you stand towards the middle of the crowd. You know, you want to be all way up at front, because that's usually where mosh pits break out. But you also don't want to way in the back to where it's nosebleeds and you can't see anything. So I kind of like to be somewhere sort of ish in the middle, but towards the front of the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the perfect spot. Whereas everything is like acoustically and vision, you know, everything is like perfect right on. I always I'm like Sheldon on Big Bang Theory. He likes to pick the perfect acoustically and vision point in the movie theater. I'm the same way.
Yeah. What was his band called? Was it Operation Mindcrime?
Yes. Yeah. It's Operation Mindcrime is the name of the band now. And they played like three songs from the album, and then he played a bunch of other like Queensrÿche songs, and then they played some new stuff from his new band, Operation Mindcrime. Really incredible stuff. I was very impressed. It was a great show. And then we saw last week's guest, the Hard Way, was on there. They did an incredible job. I mean, I love anybody who's got a song called Diabolical Bitch is on my is a friend of mine. You know what I'm saying? It was a great show. We had a blast. We had a lot of fun.
Well, back in the day when we were, you know, young, I had a song called Dirty Girls. But, I mean, to get from Dirty Girls to Diabolical Bitch is like getting hardcore there, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah. He says,
was it good stuff, though? And Jeff, has he still got a good voice? I mean, he had a fantastic voice.
He still does. He still sounds incredible. Oh, my God. I was like, but being that, it's that small of a venue. This maybe fits maybe like 150 people, something like that. It's very small. And so like to be that up close, like right near him where you could, you know, be right there. That was really awesome. I mean, he's my second favorite band in the entire world. Queensrÿche, Led Zeppelin's my first.
Yeah.
And then him, and then Queensrÿche. But he's always been, to me, he's always been Queensrÿche.
He is.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love Chris DeGarmo. I love the drummer, Scott Rockenfield. I love all of them, but he is the reason that I fell in love with Queensrÿche in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember when the 12-inch single came out, Queen of the Reich in 83?
Oh, God, that just blew me away. God, I love Queen of the Reich. He didn't. Yeah. I don't remember him playing Queen of the Reich, though. He might have, but I don't remember it. He played Walk in the Shadows. Eyes of a Stranger.
Eyes of a Stranger.
And I don't believe in love. You know, he did like all his standards.
Wow.
And he did something from like Promised Land Tour.
Did he play The Lady Wore Black, Jenny? Did he play Lady?
No, he didn't. And I was upset about that. But he did do Jet City Woman.
Oh, brilliant.
I ran up to my friend, to our buddy Eric Jeffries from the Hard Way, and I ran up and I put my arm around him. He's a huge guy, too. He's a freaking big dude. And I went and I put my arm around his shoulders, and we were rocking back and forth and singing, Jet City Woman. And we were just rocking back and forth. It was a blast. I had a great time.
Wow. What's the musicians that he's got like? Are they pretty good? What he's got now? I guess it
really,
must be pretty good.
Really good. Really good band. And a lot of them are younger guys. Probably 20s, maybe 30s. But they're really, really good. I was very impressed with the drummer even. I was like, whoa, this guy can rock.
Did he pull? Did he draw a good crowd, Jenny? Did he?
Yeah, the place was pretty full.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
Mm. Yeah, I just wish, you know, they hadn't split like that. But it is what it is.
It is. It happens with bands, doesn't it? I mean, look at Zeppelin. I mean, our favorite band of all time. I mean, after John Bonham died.
John Bonham dies, and that's it. And then they didn't even try to put it back together. No. They figured that was the perfect piece, and that was it. Well, that's what happens, you know.
I know.
So what's going on with you as far as like you playing?
Yeah, but it's, you know,
kind
of the same old sob story since we last spoke. I've just been trying to record it, but I mean, I've had a lot of sort of domestic crap. I won't bore everybody with the details of it, but there's a fair few of you out there that know I've been going through a lot of domestic personal shit. But I won't bore anyone. It's not entertaining. It's not interesting. It's just bullshit you have to deal with in life, isn't it? And it kind of takes you away from music and songwriting. But I have managed to write a few songs between when, you know, I was last on, I think it was May, wasn't it? May, yeah. June, July, over 3 months. May. I've written about three or four great, well, far from me to say great new songs, but I enjoy singing them. Other people have said it's going down pretty well. And I'm still planning to get this album, solo album, out by the end of this month. It's now August, isn't it? August, yeah, the end of August, probably September now. But I've got a lot of domestic crap to deal with, you know, lawyers and bullshit. Anyway, long story short, guitar is ready here for when you want some tunage. I did email you a couple of tracks. Sorry it was so late, by the way. I have sent them over to you. So if you can get to the MP3 player, they are there in your email box. But okay. If not, I can always, you know, wax lyrical and play you some tunage live kind of stuff. So it's entirely what you want to do,
James. I liked it last time. You sounded really good when you did the acoustic stuff, when you were playing this. I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it sounded great. So I'm down. It sure. What, if you, whenever you want to break into song, yeah. I'm down.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because I liked when you played last time, so.
Marvelous, thank you very much. Well, the songs that I sent over will be on the album. That I sent over four. You can choose whichever ones. I don't know if they're in the system by now, but they're there anyhow. And if they haven't arrived, I'll probably play you one or two. Have we got till like 10 to 4 your time, US over there? Have we got?
Yeah, it's like 3:21 over here. So cool. We got like 30. Cool. We got like 29 minutes.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, I'll be playing a bunch of songs similar to last time that will be available on iTunes at the end of the summer. So
if you
won't be able to get some of them straight away, but hopefully for my beautiful, beautiful fans out there who like to tape these things and get on YouTube within about 5 minutes of me singing them, which I bless you all for doing that. They are completely exclusive to your show, of course. I mean, I will never, ever play the songs quite the same way as I'll play them tonight because it just doesn't, live just doesn't, you know, it's a bit like freestyling, you know, in the R&B scene. That's, I like to do that now. I don't stick to a registered, you know, verse, chorus anymore. I kind of move it about a bit because it just makes it more interesting as a performance.
It does. I like that. Good. I like the sound of that. That sounds good.
Bit more organic, basically, you know, make it a bit more real life. And I even, you know, I don't mind if I drop a few bum notes in here because it makes it human. And I think, you know, we're all a bit fed up with the computerized, you know,
nonsense.
You know, a bit of breathy sort of, that'll do me, you know, fucking hell, it's all human, isn't it? At the end of the day, you know, fucking hell.
Totally.
I think we were doing Scottish accents last time I came.
I was having a blast with that one. I love the Scots and the Brits and the Irishmen and all that. Yeah, hell yeah.
Is that because your folks are from Scotland? Isn't that why, Jenny?
No, it's not Scotland, but my family's from Ireland, my mom's side.
Oh, right.
And then my mom's mom is Irish, and then my mom's dad was English and Welsh. So,
I'm going to play you an Irish folk song tonight because you've just made me think. If you're Irish, then we've got to do an Irish folk song tonight,
haven't
we? Yes,
hell yeah. Yeah, I tell you.
I've got you an Irish folk song. Right, so I'm going to stick an Irish folk song. And in fact, I might play it now if I can.
Yes, you go for it.
Yeah, okay. Just bear with me.
I'm turning off our mics, though, so we don't, you know, bleed over you. So you go for it. Go for it.
I'm just going to put a little bit of gain at my end just so I can hear what I'm doing. And you just talk amongst yourselves for about 20 seconds and I'll be with you. All right.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
We're having too much fun. Hey, Amy.
It's Mimi.
Hey, how you doing, Mimi?
Oh, cool. My cousin Greg Gooden was checking out the show. My cousin Mike Bride was checking out the show. What up, Mimi? Hey,
what's up? 1, 2.
Ooh, I like that. Sounds all echoey. Sounds like echoey.
That sounded a bit Irish, didn't it?
Yes, I like it.
I'm like Jimmy Page here, fucking hell. This is called The Fields of Athenry, traditional Irish folk song.
Mm-hmm.
Are you lonely? I'm war. A hurting young girl calling. Michael Leigh, I'm taking you away for your stole Trevelyan's corn, that the young might see the dawn. Now the prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. We are alone, was on the wing. We had dreams and songs. By a lonely prison wall, I heard the young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they struck me down. Now it's for you to raise our child in dignity. Oh yeah. So oh, lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. We had love, songs to sing, so much for forgive. So lonely by the fields of Athenry. By a lonely harbor wall, I saw the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out into the night, and I hope and long and pray for my love in a Botany Bay. But it's so lonely by the fields of Athenry. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. But it's so lonely by the fields of Athenry. It's so lonely by the fields of Athenry.
There you go.
That was freaking awesome.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yay.
I love it. I was telling everybody on Facebook, we got our own, I'm getting my own fire Irish folk song sing to me. Irish own Irish fuck song. No, folk song. Sorry.
I'll send you one of them as well if you want.
That's awesome. Cool. That'd be even better. No, I'm sorry now.
I don't think I've met her yet. No, I don't think so. Yeah, I just thought I'd do that spontaneous. I hadn't planned on doing that one at all. But when you mentioned Irish, I just thought, bollocks, let's crack that one out, you know. Good in pubs, that one.
Oh, I bet. I'll
sing along to that. Yes, absolutely. So what else has been going on over in LA then? What's the weather like? Is it all right?
It's shit.
It's muggy.
Shit.
Yeah. Yes, Mimi. I changed
down
my dress.
Down south weather.
I'm sorry. People are asking me questions. I'm like, yes. Love you too, Stacey. And yes, I did change my dress, Mimi. Okay. So that answers that question. Sorry. We're just covering a lot of concerts and events, and basically, it's just a lot going on over here in LA. Looking at movie, red carpet stuff, movie premieres. It's nutty.
Ow.
It's very nutty.
That and getting married about you two, yeah?
Yes. Yes, we did that 2.5 weeks ago. That was great.
Yes.
We had a blast. We did it at a park. This public, really nice park. It has like a lake in the middle, like a pond with a, you know, like a water fountain. It has like ducks and geese and
swans
and all kinds of cool birds and things. It's really pretty over there. So we got married by the graffitied picnic tables. Have to keep it ghetto. We were like, everyone's like, why didn't you put tablecloths down? I was like, well, why? What's the point? They're just gonna get
used to it.
They just gonna get ripped in 5 seconds anyway. What the hell's the matter? I mean, you know, we had a nice wedding. That's all that mattered. We had a minister, and it was very nice. All of our friends showed up. Only a few got drunk and couldn't find their way. I said, you're supposed to get drunk at the wedding and after the wedding, not before the wedding, so you can't find the park to go to the wedding. But that's okay. We still love all of you. Is it raining by me? No, it's not raining right now. I don't think so.
No, it doesn't look like it.
No, okay. Well, anyway, yeah. The wedding was beautiful. The wedding was beautiful, though. We had a lot of fun. All our friends showed up. We had a good time. So that's what matters.
Cake, did you?
Yeah, we had a nice cake.
It was what?
It had like Oreo cookies on it.
Oh, wow!
It was like chocolate with Oreo cookies, and it had like it was really nice.
It was black and white, just like us.
good point, baby. Anyway, yes.
So what's your second name? You taking your husband's surname? Are you going to keep your own?
I'm changing it for legal purposes, like on my paperwork and everything. It'll be Muse, M-U-S-E, like inspiration. It's like cool. We're bringing you inspiration every Wednesday afternoon. I don't know. I was going to think of something corny like that. But anyway, Muse. And then for, I don't know, I might change it for all purposes. I don't really care.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Not like
yeah.
I'm that fucking famous as Jennifer DeVoe anyway. So I'm just kidding. Been on the radio for 5 years. Nobody knows who the fuck I am. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding, everybody.
Sorry, baby.
I have a lot of devoted followers. Thank you very much. I have a lot of friends. I have like, you know, 5,000 friends on Facebook that don't listen to me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm being an asshole. Love you all. Yes, I like Muse too, right? It's a good last name. Oh, thank you, Greg. A bunch of people watched the wedding on Facebook because my family back home, I'm from Maine, right? So a lot of my family and friends live in other parts of the country and couldn't make it for obvious reasons out here in Cali. Yeah. So I put it on Facebook Live so that all of our friends and family could watch it. And we've had like fucking like almost 650 views.
Jeez. Wow.
Almost like 650 people watched our fucking wedding. And that's just on Brilliant. Facebook.
That's amazing.
Somebody put it on Periscope, too.
People, I told you people love you, baby.
I thought it was both of us, but, you know, I don't know, whatever. I guess I'm a popular person. I can't even make it off my block from my building. No. It takes me, like, 20 minutes just to get off my block. So I have to leave my house earlier.
Yes.
Because it takes me 20 minutes to get off my fucking block.
Everybody
and their brother. Oh, my God, it's Jen. Oh, my God. Hey, what's up, girl? Oh, yeah, Lord. Can't make it 5 minutes down the street. Like, oh, Jesus. It's nothing wrong with being popular, I guess.
What about honeymoon? Are you going to have a honeymoon, or have you done that already?
We did. We went to Palm Springs. I mean, like, it's that exciting, cool. But we went to Palm Springs. It's like an hour and a half away.
I've heard of it. I've never been there.
It's not. It's nice. It's just like a desert in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. It was one of them casinos. It was free.
Really, I
can't complain. It was free.
Was it hot? Did you say it was hot there?
It was very extremely hot. Really, it was bad. Wow. Like, really bad.
Wow.
Like 120 degrees in the shade.
Like,
oh, my God.
Like, walk down the street and end up heat stroke.
Like, I don't want to leave the hotel because of the air conditioning heat.
Yeah. Wow. 120. Seriously.
It was over 100.
Yeah.
Easy. It was over 100. It was really bad. I was like, for this. I was really going
and
to Vegas.
And how long were you there? For a week or
no,
a couple
we only
days?
Like 2 days, yeah.
Right,
but
yeah.
But again, it was free. My boss from LE Enterprises put us up at the Agua Caliente Hotel Casino in Rancho Cucamonga. Anyway.
No, <I'm just> Rancho Mirage, baby.
Oh, wait, that's right. Rancho Mirage. Yeah, whatever. One of those ranchos. Ranch chips, ranch dressing. It was somewhere. I don't fucking know.
So I guess you tuned out from the whole Trump thing and all that stuff from the politics.
Oh, God, yeah? Yes, I had to because I will pull a drill through my fucking skull if I have to keep listening to that shit. And I'm getting ready to work for a Republican, so, you know. That's
really?
Okay. No, she's a wonderful woman, and she has great ideas. That's the difference. It's not...
Right.
She's
it's
not extreme.
I don't like labels. Like, she's not far right, like a, you know, extremist or something. She's just, you know, but she has great ideas, especially getting people back to work,
yes,
ending poverty and homelessness.
Absolutely.
She has a lot of really, really good ideas that I would like to help her put into place once she makes Congress. So hopefully we can get that. She has really good. I like her platform. So I don't give a crap about the label Republican or conservative or liberal and Democrat. I don't really care about all that. I just think that each one of us is an individual and we all have our own ideas. But she's just tired of people here in LA, especially the homeless situation, as well as
it's bad.
You know, she's trying to improve.
Yeah.
She's trying to improve economics, housing for homeless people, and more funding and things like that. So if we can help her get on board, I'm down with it.
Oh, absolutely.
I just don't like politics. I really don't.
Well, I mean, politics at the end of the day sorry, what was your husband's name again? I just heard him say about the homeless.
James
just said about the homelessness. We've got a really bad homelessness situation in Britain. They've cut back a lot on, I don't know, the tax credit thing over here, and everyone is really struggling.
That's not
good.
Oh, boy.
See, so this is like a worldwide thing.
That's
it's not just here in the United States. It's, I mean, obviously, it's in England. I mean, holy crap.
Yeah. No,
like, you would think a place that you would think that there wouldn't be poverty like
Honestly,
or wouldn't be homelessness like that. That's sad.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's affecting us on an economic level, on a worldwide level.
It's just,
well, it's depressing.
Really,
yeah, don't James.
It's
sad. Really expensive. It's really, it's,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Certain parts of the world are more expensive than others. So yeah.
Yeah, it's depressing though, isn't it, when you walk down the street, certainly in England, I don't know if it's the same in LA from what James was just saying, but it is, just to see people in that destitute almost begging on the street. It's like Victorian England.
They are begging.
They do. There's a lot of people that beg, especially downtown and in Hollywood, certain areas, the beach, certain areas where they know that there's going to be tourists and they know there's going to be people with money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it is what it is. You know, I mean, it sucks. I mean, I've been through homelessness myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
As has my daughter and my son and my husband. We've all been through silent giggles. Mm-hmm. We've all been through it.
It's just, you know, they our friend last, what was that, Sunday?
A touchy subject, yeah.
He had an event, and he sung it with, he said it was like 200 celebrities there.
Yeah, and they were all wanting to help the homeless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were, it was like they didn't realize the situation was as bad as it was. And they were like, well, we're tired of giving our money to these homeless organizations that aren't doing anything with our money. They're not really helping anybody. We would rather give to an organization that's really going to put back and actually help.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they're starting to see that. And I know it's a tax write-off maybe at the end of the day for some of these people. I know not all celebrities are heartless assholes who just want to make a buck. Okay, some of them actually fucking care, and it would be nice at the end of the day to see which ones really do care and if they really could help our situation. And maybe if we can get our situation, you know, helped over here, maybe we can get you to help and send you funding to help people over there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because I would like to do like a worldwide homeless organization where we help people, not just here but all around the world. I would really like to do that to help. And we have Lord Paul Quigley to help us.
Absolutely.
Well, absolutely. I'm spreading it over Europe. And you. James, what were you saying then about resources?
I said there are the resources out there. It's just that the so few have so much of it, and they, for some reason, feel that they need to keep it all for themselves. It's just a drop in the bucket that would help so many people. Just a small amount to what they have collectively, so much money. They could just, literally put up with a 18-wheeler truck with money and just drop it off and keep going. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't even hurt them like that. They have so much money. But they just don't want to. I don't know what it is. So
we got people that say that they want in on that project.
Oh, good.
Well, what it is, James, it's just the whole system is being corrupted, mate. That's what they're doing, is they've actually completely rigged the system. That's what they're doing. I mean, even if they brought a truckload of money, like you said, what they do is that a loaf of bread and a pint of milk would go up from $2 to $10. So it's all inflation would go through. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. It's just, it's really hard out there, and it's just people need help, and people.
Well, I think people want to work, don't they? They haven't got the jobs in the way they used to have. Yeah.
It's crazy because in Maine, I had a full-time job at McDonald's, only made $9-something an hour. Sometimes I had to work second jobs, but I'd make $9-something an hour. And I was still able to put food on my children's table, on the table for everyone to eat. I was still able to pay for my apartment. My apartment was only I had a 3-bedroom for $750 a month.
Mm-hmm.
A 3-bedroom. Out here, a 3-bedroom would cost you about $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Maybe more, depending on where the area you go live in.
Yeah.
The worse the neighborhood, the cheaper it is. But in Maine, I didn't mind living downtown, even if it was a little bit of a grungier area, because the rent was $700 a month, and that included my electricity. So in Maine, I always had a car, always had plenty of food on our table, always had everything you can think of, brand new furniture, brand new electronics, I had everything. And all I'd do was maybe work a second job here or there. But out here, you can't do that. Not in Los Angeles. No. You can't do that. You have to have two people working. You have to
two full-time jobs.
You have to both be making freaking $12-15 an hour. You have to. It's just crazy. Shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
It's just the same over here, guys. It's getting really scary, because a lot of people are getting depressed. The medication is going through the roof.
Yeah.
Everyone's heading to the MDs to try and get drugs proper meds to sort of, because people are just, there's no hope left. There's no jobs. There's just nothing. There's nothing here. And the welfare system's caving in. The taxation receipts are going down. The whole it's just bad. It's just systemically bad,
Well, we have jobs here in Los Angeles. But
JJ, wave to Joy.
Hey, what's up, Joy? How you doing? Cool.
We got 8 minutes left. Do you want to play one more song?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to lift the mood.
We really need a 2-hour. We need a longer show. We really do.
Yeah.
Play something. Play whatever you want.
Play something lively.
Just keep in mind we have 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Go for it.
just talk amongst yourself. So I just got doing something on my own.
All right, cool. That works.
No problem.
We got cool. That.
Awesome.
I'm just gonna turn.
Okay. Love song. This is called Lovers. No, in fact, it's called Lover. There's only one of them. Well, there's two in the song, but you'll get it in a minute.
I should be long gone.
so in love with you. I'm so in love with you. Lover. What's wrong? The lover.
Freaking awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. I love you have a great voice. That's why I was like, yes, he has to come back. Plus you're a fun guest anyway. So
yes.
We always have a blast with Lord Paul Quigley.
Interesting conversation.
Yes. Smart man.
I'm still here, guys. I'm just
smart man, like, fun fun conversation. We love the accent and he's funny. And he's a great singer and great music. So
yes.
When you finally get that damn thing done, your album, your songs, your stuff, your song, literally, your song.
Indeed.
When you get all that finally done, I want to play it on our stuff. So send me the final copy once you have it, and then we'll play. And of course, you know, at some point, maybe we'll have you back. We'll have you back in a few months. You know, we'll just every couple months, we'll just, you know, bring you back.
Well, the next stop I'll be playing in LA, so you guys are all on the
list. Yes, man. If you're ever on tour, I swear to God, you come to LA, we have to be there. Yes. I will take off work. I'll take off work for the
James,
whole fucking week.
Get all your friends to
come
down.
We'll have a blast.
Oh, definitely.
We'll just have a freaking blast and have a great time. But next week on our show will be Ben Trope, or Troop. I don't know how to pronounce his damn last name.
Okay.
I need to find that out. Ben Trope, it's Troupe. He is an NFL player. Or a prior NFL player, and he is an NFL spokesperson.
Okay.
He will be on the show next week, Wednesday, August 9th. So it's going to be great. So now we'll be hooked up with the NFL. Maybe we'll get some tickets. No, I'm just kidding. give me free tickets to all the Rams. I don't know. We have whatever. What's our local teams? Rams.
And we got the Chargers, too.
Ooh, Rams and Chargers.
Yeah. So we can get to see a lot of different teams.
I don't know. I'll see what I can work out. I can't promise anything. Anywho, It's been a blast having you.
It's been a blast having you
on our show again.
Thank you, James. Paul Quigley. Thanks for having me, everybody. Yes.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
No,
we
Paul
had a
Quigley.
Great time.
Thank you, sir.
I wish our show was damn longer so we could do more stuff.
Can I call you Jim?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, JJ. We all call him JJ if you want to call
JJ.
Him JJ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Call him JJ. You're a friend now.
Hey, Jenny,
yeah.
Jenny, you've married a really cool guy there. You know,
thank
he's,
you.
He's the best.
He is a wonderful man.
Thank you.
I got a great man. And thank you so much for being on the show. And we'll talk to you very soon.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank
yes.
you.
Send us
me,
over
Jenny.
The final copy so I can play that.
Yay.
Will do.
Yay.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye. We'll talk to you
thank
later.
You.
Bye.
Cheers, everyone. Bye now. Bye now.
Bye.
Then you've been listening to Jenny's World Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We've been having a blast.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for showing up, all our people. I'm sorry. I know it froze. Anyway, this has been produced by Gabriel Global Entertainment. Have a great week.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.